Richard Gose, the Chief Political Officer for CUNA. How's it going?
Just fine.
I bet you're a busy guy this time of year.
It has definitely been a lot of folks, but it's always great. You know, you kind of feel tired at the end of the day, but the energy you get from it carries you throughout the year, so it's a great thing to have.
No doubt. Hey, you guys have a couple initiatives here that we want to talk about. Tell us about your MAP initiative and
member
the benefits
to Member Activation Program. It's one of my favorites. You know, this is a way for credit unions to engage their members. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of research on this program. Mm-hmm. We've had two credit unions that basically have allowed us to go in and test different messengers mm-hmm. with different messages mm-hmm. And get their members activated and educated. You know, it's one of those things we take for granted that credit unions know, or members know all the attributes being a member of a credit union.
Yep.
Not necessarily so. And the more they know, the more they want to do business, and the more they're willing to take action on behalf of their credit union mm-hmm. To lawmakers and to other officials. And that's, you know, from a grassroots and political perspective, they're key.
Okay. And what are some of the, can you give a couple of benefits that the credit unions can experience from this?
Well, sure. First of all, we do well-researched communications where we're matching the right sender with the right message, mm-hmm. Links, videos, and other things that work so that you can get your message across. Also, people that participate in MAP are more likely to want to have more of their wallet share with credit unions after, again, the reinforcing the value proposition of credit unions and asking them. People like to be asked to engage. It's something they care about, and most people care about their credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we ask, the more they're willing to participate. And we've had great open rates, great click-through rates, mm-hmm. and very little, if any, negative out of it.
So, awesome. So tell us about your other programs that that tie in the research and surveys conducted at the state and national levels. What are those about?
Sure, we do a lot of research for either grassroots campaigns or for some of the political efforts we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have partisan communication efforts where we're literally advocating the election of a particular candidate if mm-hmm. they've been strong for credit unions. Some come out of the state house, some are just incumbents running for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
So we do our research there on the political side. We have our project Zip Code, which counts the members by state and federal district. It gives us a lot of push and a lot of power to show the strength of credit union membership and why it's relevant.
Yeah.
We do a lot of research around specific issues, whether it's overdraft protection issue, whether it's around member business lending, whatever the issue happens to be, so we can get what people care for and the values and articulate an argument that makes sense.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, in the bigger picture, how does this program benefit the credit unions? Sounds like it really puts them in the forefront. And
well, the member activation program is one that right now we have over 270 credit unions signed up.
What?
All of those go out to their members. We're talking about a reach of perhaps 10 to 15 million members.
Whoa.
And that's quite an impact.
No
especially
doubt.
Coming from a credible source.
Yeah.
Most members say that their credit union has 92 to 97% favorable. They have a favorable impression and are willing to take notice of what their credit unions want. So that's great
impressive.
Place to start.
Yeah. So let's talk about the show here for a second. Mm-hmm. What are your primary goals for here? What do you want to get done at this show, and what are people coming to you for?
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, you have a lot of folks, this is their first exposure to the National Trade Association.
Yeah.
I want them to walk away knowing that they've got a resource, that they have a partner, and someone who's pushing and cares as much about the credit union system, the credit union movement, mm-hmm. as they do from whatever vantage point they mm-hmm. come from the credit mm-hmm. unions. The other thing I would say is I hope everyone has something that they can take back to their credit unions and will help them engage their members.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully those members will be more active with their credit unions. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. Wrap-up question here for you. Based on what we've talked about here and your expertise, how do you see 2016 going? As far as political-wise, which could be anybody's. I mean, we're in an election year, so it's really
it is an election
an
year.
Interesting time.
It, yeah, guess. May we all live in interesting times, I guess.
I hear that.
It is interesting. I mean, people are looking for things of value. They're looking for something that that they can, you know, grab onto. I think you see that with whether, you know, Republican or Democrat, they're looking at the candidates in a way that we haven't really seen them look at them before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the business as usual or the next person up. It's from the state House and Senate perspective, it's going to be it's interesting. The Senate's certainly in play. It could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for something that's of value to them personally. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for credit unions. And
hit the nail on the head.
We've all seen the pushback against large Wall Street banks.
Mm-hmm.
This is credit unions' time.
I agree. Great message to end on. Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is such interesting stuff. And you're in the heart of it right here in Washington, D.C. So
absolutely.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, thank you for the hard work that you do and keeping credit unions on the forefront of those people's minds. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.